As a Nigerian-born scientist specializing in genetics and health disparities, Rotimi foresaw the consequences of omitting Africans from genome studies years before many other researchers even noticed, and he was uniquely positioned to do something about it. Born in Benin, Nigeria's fourth largest city, Rotimi first saw health inequalities in a big way in America. He came to the U.S. for graduate school at the University of Mississippi, where many of the state's wealthiest families send their children. A trip that introduced him to his first Big Mac. "I just couldn't eat it," he recalls. "I couldn't fathom the concept of bread, meat, and leaves together." Worse was the taste of inequality he got while traveling around the state. That is when poverty speaks very loud, when you're in an environment with a lot of resources, but you don't seem to have them, he says. He returned to Nigeria armed with a graduate degree, but after 6 months of job searching, he had yet to find an opportunity to do the research he knew was needed. He returned to the United States, eventually earning doctorate degrees in public health and epidemiology. Those years deepened his awareness of the importance of genes to health. Life in Nigeria had already shown him that sickle cell disease was fated by birth, not by upbringing. Now his research on hypertension among Africans around the world showed him that although lifestyle and the environment shape health, so does DNA. As Rotimi was appreciating the power of genetic inheritance, scientists were on their way to sequencing the first human genome. Tightly coiled inside the nucleus of every human cell, the genome consists of about 20,000 genes that encode proteins guiding the multitude of biological processes happening all the time in our body. Genes, in turn, are made of DNA, helical strands of compounds called nucleotides that contain chemicals called bases. These four different bases, known most commonly by the initials A, C, T, and G, are the language of the genetic code that makes up each unique individual's blueprint. A human genome, that is, the complete set of a person's genes, consists of 3 billion bases. The Human Genome Project, which was completed in 2003, by then, Rotimi was teaching microbiology at Howard University in Washington, D.C., sequenced most of a single person's genome. The breakthrough wasn't so much the sequence itself, but the technology. If research could match disease or drug reactions to errant genes, doctors could tailor treatments around the unique genome of each patient. To arrive there, though, scientists had to study the small ways a genome varies from one person to the next. The tiny fraction of our DNA that differs, researchers thought, had to be responsible for many inherited conditions. What they needed to study was not one genome, but many. They were looking for changes to single bases, a mutation from an A to a C, or G to a T, among the 3 billion in a human genome. These can occur when DNA replicates, either when a baby is conceived or as cells divide during our lives. These swaps, called single nucleotide polymorphisms, SNPs, pronounced SNPs, are often harmless, but sometimes alter how a gene works, raising the risk for certain diseases. The wrong SNPs can render people more susceptible to Alzheimer's, some blood diseases, male infertility, and cancer, among other conditions. And once they're in the genome, they can be passed to the next generation. Precision medicine is based on the idea that finding a culprit SNP can lead to treatments targeted against the gene in which that SNP sits. To find SNPs, researchers conduct association studies in which they compare whole genomes of many people. After the Human Genome Project was done and the cost of sequencing genomes came down, these genome-wide association studies picked up the pace. But they suffered from a diversity problem. Almost none of them included African genomes. When those first few people left Africa 100,000 years ago, they took their inherited SNPs along with them. But they left behind an enormous amount, and the larger population that remained in Africa meant more genomes churning out variety, generation upon generation. Because the ancestral trees of Africans have been branching out for so much longer than those of Europeans and Americans. They contain much more variation, in fact. African genomes are the most diverse of any on the planet. We compared European and Asian populations to each other, says Sarah Tishkoff, a geneticist at the University of Pennsylvania, and they were more similar than any two African populations we looked at. When it comes to genetic diversity, Africa has a 100,000-year head start.